Okay, so welcome back everyone to SS Podcast channel. Today, for today's episode, the topic is about conflict theory of educational stratification. Okay, so for this episode, I would be hosting alone, and yes, today I will try to describe and talk about conflict theory in detail. As you know that I have already talked about conflict theory, but it's not as detailed. Just briefly explain on the if I'm not wrong, second episode, which is about sociological theory. Okay, so today we'll focus on conflict theory more, especially on the educational stratification issue. Okay, so to remind or help everyone recall back, so actually conflict theory is a theory that tend to explain that education seems to only favor those who has power and those who are elite in the society, and through education those people maintain their power. Yes, and also like those who have power seems to prepare their children and also just their people to inherit their power. Yes, through education. Okay, so when you hear the word so back to our topic today, when you hear the word stratification, what do you think of? So actually stratification refers to the grouping or the categorizing and also like classifying. So the word stratification refers to the act of category things and also like people. So actually in society, people tend to stratify or classify people in many different status, those who are elite, those who are like who has medium income, those who has high income, those who has like high class living standard, something like that. Yes, so based on a reading which heading is conflict theory of educational stratification by Randall Collins, yes, there is a statement that stated that education prepares students for their position and roles in society, and also students receive education common to their status group. So as just like I have mentioned, like education seems to prepare people, students, especially children, to replace or to inherit their status group. And also the type of education that students receive tend to seal their future status, because their education is viewed as appropriate preparation for future jobs. So to take a look further, so let's get to understand first what is status group. Okay, so actually status group as you know that society is made of like so many associate group, and also there are also status groups in that. So status groups tend to distinguish themselves from others in terms of category of moral evaluation, such as honor, taste, preference, living standard or living style. Yes, something like that. And also, status groups may be derived from a number of sources, based on Weber. Those number of sources include differences in lifestyle based on economic situation, differences in life situation based on power position, and also differences in life situation deriving directly from cultural condition or institution, such as geographical origin, ethnicity, religion, education, or intellectual or aesthetic cultures. Yes. And also, actually, in the society, the most or one of the struggle in the society is that the struggle for advantage. So, actually, there is a continual struggle in society for various goods like wealth, power, prestige. So, every individual is motivated to maximize their rewards. And the struggle for wealth, power, and prestige is actually carried out primarily through organization. And moreover, the struggle for wealth, power, and prestige is carried out primarily through organization. So, in selecting and manipulating members in terms of status group. Actually, they are the key weapon in intra-organizational struggles. In general, the organization elite selects its new members and key assistants from its own status group and makes an effort to secure lower level employees who are at least indoctrinated to respect the cultural superiority of their status culture. So you can see that. So even in recruiting employee or assistant for the elite organization, they would only or prefer those who come from their similar or actually their status group. So now let's take a look at the education as status culture. Okay, so actually, we all know that the main activity of school is to teach particular status cultures, both in and outside the classroom. In this light, any failure of schools impart technical knowledge, although it may also be successful in this, it's not important. Schools primarily teach vocabulary and inflection styles of dress, aesthetic taste, values, and manner. Besides, insofar as a particular status group control education, it may use education to foster control within work organizations. Educational requirements for employment can serve both to select new members for elite position who share the elite culture and at a lower level of education to hire lower and middle employees who have acquired a general respect for these elite values and style. Okay, so all in all, as you know that status group seems to really has the position in the society, and through education, those elite tend to be able to preserve or maintain their power by selecting only those who come from a similar background or actually from their status group. Yes. So due to time constraint, I think that should be it for today episode, and I hope that everyone can learn something from my from this episode. So yes, thank you everyone for listening, and goodbye. Okay, see you in the next episode. I hope to see everyone in the next episode. Yes, goodbye.